Welcome back to, what's our podcast name?
It's been so long, I forget.
I might unbutton a button of my pants.
Should we like turn the camera off?
No, leave it on. Actually, zoom into this. Hi, everyone. Oh. I love how this notes app says like when we were supposed to record the pod last time, and it was October 21st.
I didn't even realize.
I know. And like some of the stuff was like not relevant at all. And now it's 6 months later. But it's actually a good thing because I don't even remember the entire month of October.
Well, I was probably busy that. That's my dad's birthday. So
on the 21st?
Mm-hmm. So I was probably like busy.
Okay.
So I'm glad that we didn't.
Don't rub it in that you know your dad's birthday and I don't.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I forgot.
Literally. Okay, I didn't. That was like a staple of my friendship with you at one point.
Yeah, no.
It was like that you don't have a father.
I know. All of our jokes used to be about me not having a dad. And then I kind of cut the jokes out a little bit. Like I used to make, you can move the pillow behind you. Make yourself comfy. Are you not comfy?
I wasn't. Now I...
Shut up. Was that you? That was you.
Oh, no, yeah. Wait, should I like turn that off?
You can just mute it. That's what I do. I just mute my computer. Like this is...
There.
Oh,
yeah, look at
okay.
that.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, we've been gone. But it doesn't really matter because I don't remember the last few months of my life anyway.
Oh, my God. So... I wish I could forget them.
You want to try some my medication that I have?
Yeah.
It's good. That's been a core thing on our podcast, and something's never changed, is that my memory issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just a core thing in your life.
What was I taking? Oh, yeah, omega-3. What's the... That's so fucking ironic that I'm like, what was I taking for my memory again? What's supposed to help? Oh, omega-3.
Oh, right, yeah.
I started taking...
At least you can remember that.
I started taking magnesium, though, for my nightmares at night, and those... That helps. If you want the best sleep of your life, take magnesium before bed. It's
Why am I thinking of milk of... Is milk of magnesia a thing?
I think... I know what you're talking about, and yes. I think you're supposed to take it... before sleep. I think for a nightmare. Like, yeah. But no, I just take regular magnesium.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a new...
Where do you get it?
I got it from Target.
Oh.
You can get
like a pill?
Mm?
Oh.
You want some?
maybe I'll wake up from this nightmare.
You want it? You want it? It's good. You want it? No, thank you. Okay. Okay, so this is our first episode in a long while.
It's been
back.
A really long time.
And now there's a video podcast form. I'm going to stop making promises of, or explanations or whatever. Don't even worry about where we've been for the last 6 months.
You've seen where we've been.
A very dark place.
Like mentally and physically.
Bad. But now we're on my couch in my apartment.
In Philadelphia.
And Jake might
be the greatest city in the world.
I know, literally. This is the dark place.
Remember Get Out? Like
I never watched Get Out. I just started watching movies recently. I've become like a movie connoisseur.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. We watched Fresh together. Do you remember that?
I know. I liked it so much. I watched it 3 times.
You did?
Yeah.
That's surprising. That's like a really scary movie.
No, I loved it. I showed G and then I showed my mom. And my mom at the end of it, we got like into a small little fight. And she was loving the movie the whole time. And then at the end of it, she goes, it was okay. It was all right, I think.
Oh.
I know.
I feel like she was thinking about maybe like what that means for young women like you.
Yeah.
You
know? At the end of every single time that I show her like a movie, I'm like, I really want to show you this. She always questions me. She goes, why did you want to show me this so bad? Like,
I feel like she's like, did you just want me to worry about you?
Yeah. She's like on to me. Like I showed her Beautiful Boy with Timothée Chalamet, which if you don't know, the entire movie is about Timothée Chalamet playing this character.
Who does drugs.
Yeah. But like, it's based off of a real true story. And it's an amazing movie. And I absolutely loved it. I never read the book, but, I was like, Mom, I really want to show you this movie. It's just so good. And at the end of it, she goes, what are you trying to tell me, Cole? And I was like, I'm not doing crystal meth. I just really wanted to show you this movie because it's such a good movie. And I thought you might think that Timothée Chalamet is kind of a cutie. But anyway.
I'm sorry she didn't like it.
It's okay.
But at least there's Fresh.
Yeah, at least there's Fresh.
A movie about young women getting kidnapped and also...
I liked it a lot.
Cut into little pieces.
I like the aesthetic. I started like adding the soundtrack to my thing. I'm like very awkwardly placed on the couch.
The aesthetic of Fresh?
Yeah, it was filmed really beautifully. If you guys don't know what Fresh is about, you should watch it. I don't even want to spoil it.
I just spoiled it.
Oh. Everyone knows what it's about. I'm pretty sure it says it. You're like,
I don't want to spoil it for those of you guys. Oh, everyone's seen it. Yeah, don't worry.
Everyone's seen it at this point. And if you haven't, that's on you. But we're in my little apartment now in Philadelphia. A lot has changed in this time. I did move. I moved to Philly. I moved back, which is really funny because I've been trying to look for this tweet that I tweeted. I think I deleted it because I was too embarrassed about myself. But I basically said, like, sometimes I know that I'm really down bad when I start considering moving back to Philadelphia again. Because if you didn't know, we went to college here and that's how we met. And so then I left and I was like, okay, I'm never going back to Philly. And then I considered it a few times. I'm like, you're crazy. You're so stupid, Nicole. And then I did. And I'm having a great time. And I'm very
happy.
I'm
glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. And then today we're trying to convince Jake to move to Philly, which that is my goal. I tried to wrangle all my friends.
Every single person you know, you're like, you would do so well in Philly.
I know. But I did that too when I was planning on moving to New York City, which was my plan for a very long time.
That's true. Nicole was like, would you consider living with Adam?
Yeah,
in New York City.
I was like, this will be best case scenario. He loves dogs. Like, he will absolutely love Tucker. Like, this will be perfect. And it was when, you know, apartment prices were cheaper and now they're like at an all-time high. So I'm happy.
Well, and like all those people who bought apartments for really cheap are now getting their rent like
and they're leaving.
I've seen so many people on like TikTok who are like, we had an affordable apartment and they just raised it by
$1,500. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Crazed. But a lot of people are literally actually insane. Moving to Philly from New York, like they're all moving to Fishtown. So
everybody, the entirety of New York
all
is coming
of
to Fishtown.
New York is oh in Fishtown. If you right want to meet the Brooklyn baddies, they're in Fishtown.
They're like New York.
Yeah. If you don't know what Fishtown is, it's basically just a very gentrified area of Philadelphia, which has like a bunch of like little snazzy cafes and clubs and like fun things
and, like,
to
vegan
do.
Places
yes,
to eat.
But then you walk around and you literally feel like you're on a college campus.
It's like weird there.
Yes.
Fishtown. I do like Fishtown, but it's also like a very much like one road that like goes right through it.
Yes.
It's like the busiest road you've ever seen. And then also like the most hodgepodged like round of shops and things to buy.
Yes.
And like half of them are thrift stores or consignment stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very like overpriced as well.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Completely. It's ridiculous. How much did we pay for? What did you buy from? How much did you pay for a Kewpie from there? And also, they're, like, really, like, weirdly defensive of their stuff. And
they
we're like,
are.
Oh, is that for sale? They're like, actually, that's part of the private collection here.
You cannot touch
you
it.
Cannot
don't
touch
even
it.
Look
don't even
at
look at it.
It.
How actually, we're insulted that you even asked.
Yeah.
Out.
They, okay. If no one knows, I basically started this, like, whole obsession with Kewpies, which are these, like, little cherub babies. Can I tell the story of how I became obsessed with Kewpies?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a story.
Like, yeah, I mean, we have one in the background.
Yeah,
I don't know if they. Can
I don't.
See
I don't think so. But they're all over my apartment now. I just have a few, but I refuse to like buy them online. I want to come across them naturally, which is why I'm getting attached
just
to
like a little baby in the wild.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, you're coming home with me.
You're coming home with me.
Basically, did you know that's Chris Clemens' voice?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I've used that audio like.
Yeah.
Once, and then I reference it in my life.
Yeah,
like,
it's Chris Clemens.
A lot. Every time I steal a cup from a restaurant.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a rush.
Okay, it's next like... time. Today when we go for yeah. lunch.
Yeah, we're going to be like, we'll take that in a mug.
Yeah. Can we get the nicest mug that you have?
Yeah,
please?
That's a cute mug over there.
What... The most intricate one possible.
And then we purposely ask, we're like, how much is that
yeah.
mug if I wanted to buy it?
And they're like, no, it's part of our private collection. Don't even
like,
think about it. Don't even
not
look
long.
At it. Basically, I was shopping for my apartment like a month prior to me moving in. And I was just like, I want to be prepared. I want to have like a good collection of things to move into this place because most of my apartment I got like secondhand or I thrifted or whatever. So I was hitting up a lot of like antique stores around me. And there's this one in this like quiet middle of nowhere town not too far from me. Did you move your mic away from your mouth because you're worried you were breathing into it?
Yeah, I'm like...
Mouth breather.
Sometimes with my allergies. My allergies have been so bad. Like, I feel like I'm breathing through my mouth so much
it's
more.
It's clummy doing that too.
Does
sorry.
That happen to you? Like, where you're like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm constantly congested.
Yeah.
Because of the changing of the weather.
I'm sorry. I can move the air purifier out here, but It's medical grade.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. On
you stole it from the hospital?
On the listing, it was like, it can filter COVID. I was like, no way.
You were like, sign me up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm buying this.
You're like, they could probably use this somewhere, but I'm going to keep it in my little private apartment.
I know. I was like, I'm going to filter out tuberculosis from my apartment. But
in case I have tuberculosis. Yeah, in okay, case. Yeah.
But basically, I went to this like huge antique place in the middle of nowhere. It's like this very, very country town. I walk in and some of the decorations immediately were like concerning to me. I was like, I feel like, because it's all shop full of different vendors. So they have their own collections of things. Like they have like hundreds and hundreds of vendors where they like rent a small space.
Right. It's like the little booths.
Yes, the booths.
I hate those. Oh, places. Yes. It's always like old yeah, people.
But sometimes they have really those cute things. Like one time I went to one and then I got like this whole like mimosa glass set with ducks on it.
The one up the, in yeah, your cabinet. Yeah,
I've
that
never
is
even
cute.
Had
I didn't
a
know that
mimosa. And no, but I just wanted those because
mimosas are so good.
Well, I have the cups for it, and I like the
do
one.
You have orange juice and champagne.
I don't have either of those things.
Okay, so we're not gonna have.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was like, I should just start drinking like
my little mimosa.
I should start drinking my little like malk out of it.
Malk.
The oat milk. Oat milk, yeah.
Don't buy this.
Yeah, it's really
why
bad.
Why would you even mention them if you
sorry.
Hate them?
Okay.
People would pay a lot of money for you to mention them.
I'm never going to get sponsored by Malk, the company, but I bought it because I was like, oh, I'll try a different oat milk this time. And it's just pulpy oat milk. I can't stay on track. But point of the story is, I went to this booth place, and I find this whole booth of, like, dolls and, like, knickknacks like that, and there's a couple there, and I'm like, oh my god, I just saw like Cupies a few weeks ago because I got a tattoo, and at the tattoo parlor I even featured at like in my video these yes, two like little Cupies hugging. Yeah, and I was like, I have no idea what these things are, like I've never seen them before, but they're so fucking cute, and I was like, I would totally get a tattoo of that, like it's just adorable. And this couple had this whole booth of a bunch of Cupies, and I was with Adam, my boyfriend, and we're like looking at this whole thing, and the old couple's like, you know what Cupies are? And I go, I just found out what they are. Like, I just found out.
The creepy man.
And so the woman was pretty shy, and the guy was not shy at all. He was very like outgoing and loud, and he's telling us about the history of Cupies and like how they're just like little cherubs that are supposed to like signify being merry and kind wherever you go. And he's talking about how they have this whole collection, and how his wife, who's standing with him, that in their home, they have a whole room filled with Cupies. And they like these are basically all doubles of what she has, like whatever she sells are just duplicates of what she already owns.
How did she get so many?
They're just collectors. And so he was like, oh yeah, the way that she got obsessed with them was because when she was 16, she got wrapping paper and it was covered in Cupies. And that's like, she got wrapping paper on a gift, and that's how she became obsessed.
Does she
with
still have the wrapping paper?
Cupies. I don't know. You should ask probably her. And I have their contact information. No. And they were like,
why did you do that?
They just gave it.
They gave it to you. They're like, you seem nice.
Yeah, they're like, here you go. Adam's yeah, like slowly backing away. And he goes, and she was just so hooked on Cupies and so obsessed with them. I was surprised that her father let me take her to a Cupie convention when I was 22 and she was 16. And we went to like a 4-day Cupie convention. Like
4 days?
In like Minneapolis or something.
What is there to do with Cupies
they
for 4 days?
They still do that. It's either like Minnesota, Minneapolis, Massachusetts, one of those.
Is there one happening this year?
Maybe. And maybe we could go. Oh my god, that would be such a fun like thing if we went to the Cupie convention.
It'd be literally so scary.
We can go. Wait.
I would love the story.
But they hold it all year. And basically, like, he was like, yeah, when we told our 30-year-old son that story, he called me a pedophile. And Adam's like slowly backing away.
And then you got his number.
And then he just gave me his
and
contact
like,
information.
Oh, that's so interesting. I know. Could I have your number?
I proceeded to buy a Cupie, like, potted plant. The woman was like so shy in the background, but I'm going to look up Cupie convention.
Yeah, I
when
go.
Is one I would absolutely love.
I don't want
to
go for the Cupies, just to be clear. I want to go for like I want to go because I feel like it would be a nice social experiment.
Cupiesta. Cupie creator celebrated. Oh,
creator.
My. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The mind of the person who created
the international
Cupies must be fucked.
International Rose O'Neill Club Foundation Cupiesta 2022. It's coming up. April 27th to May 1st. We have to go. Oh my God. We hope to see everyone to celebrate after 2-year hiatus. Oh my fucking God.
How much are tickets?
It's in Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah, I told you it was one of the M's.
Yeah.
One of the M places.
Where?
At the Westgate Branson Woods.
And how much are tickets?
Several events.
Is this a business expense?
Yeah, this is a fucking business expense. Wait, oh my God, I want to go so fucking... Wait, how do I get tickets? Help. I'm like, I need to go to this thing. To go to the QP.
This is so messy.
QPista. And basically, I just started buying QPs. And like, I will only buy them... How far is Missouri from here?
A long, long drive.
I don't understand.
It's like a 4-hour flight.
That is... Oh.
Is that like... Is that normal?
Is what normal?
4 hours? Does that sound right? How long does it take to get to Florida?
Driving?
No.
Flying? I think 2 hours? No.
How long did it take us to get to North Carolina? 3?
2?
2?
It's pretty fast.
I don't know. Wait. I have such a messed up view of, like, traveling time.
Missouri. Oh
my God.
Sorry, every single
I thought somebody was coming closes. Through the door.
So it's a 15-hour drive. It's a 14-day hike.
14-day hike?
Yes.
So, wait, what's today?
Seven,
if we start now, we can probably make it there.
7 hour and 25 minutes. It has 2 stops, a round trip from April 29th to May 3rd. How do they know that that's when I want to go? No, that's a plane. Okay. Guys, I guess we're going to Missouri for the QPista. Really, holy fuck. Wait, I actually...
I have work, but...
you're going to take off.
You can, yeah, I'll let you talk to my boss.
Wait, that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
You really want to go.
I do, because I am like looking for QPs wherever I go. I found this one tattoo artist. One of you guys actually sent me like her information.
You need a QP tattooed on you?
Yeah, in June.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be so cute.
Oh my gosh. No.
I know.
Is it going to have the butt cheeks?
Like from the side, yeah. My mom was like, no more tattoos, Nicole. I go, well, I have one planned in June. She goes, what is it? I said, QP.
What'd she say?
QP. I don't remember. I don't know. Not much.
And after that, it was just elation in your head. And you just totally blacked out.
I'm so excited now. It's real. It's a real thing. A 4-day QP.
Maybe we'll see those old people there.
But
I would like to go.
I just started like collecting them.
Little experiment.
Because they're so cute.
This is the trouble with...
Sorry,
blanket.
Jake and I are like intertwined on the couch together. Thank
Cover
you.
That up.
Put that thing away.
Put that thing away.
But that's all that's been new in my life since the time that we've been gone. Nothing else. I've moved and I got obsessed with QPs, and that's really about it.
And like that's been the highlights of the time.
And I'm still mentally stuck in like the holiday time. It's actually killing me that it's
what holiday? Christmas?
Well, no, like I'm still mentally like in October. Like I never stopped.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know where I am mentally. I don't think it's a month though.
You don't think it's here?
I don't think it's here, and I don't think it's really anywhere.
That's okay.
I'm in like oh gosh. I'm just like, what's up? Updates from my life.
Yeah.
I started a new job. Oh, I quit my job at Trader Joe's.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, we don't have to bleep it out.
I know. We never did bleep it out, but we did give like a rhymey name that was like very clearly like he works at Trader Joe's.
Like Raider Hose or whatever.
I think it was Later Hose. Later. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. On Twitter, I write Trader Jars. Like
yes.
In a
yes.
Accent.
Like an Australian accent.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so I left there, and now I work at a cafe.
He's a big boy. You have big boy managerial position.
Yeah, like I'm basically loaded. Like, not at all. Not even close. But that's been nice.
Oh, my God.
I'm happy to be out of Trader Joe's, though. Seriously.
That's the most exciting thing is when people quit their jobs, and then we can talk shit.
I know. You,
it.
Like, literally love when people quit their jobs.
I love it. I convince my friend. Well, I don't convince them, but, like, I try and encourage like, it all the quit. Time. My friend's a teacher, and whenever he, like, can't come and hang out, I'm like, literally quit. This is infringing upon our plans. And it's becoming just a lot when people have to work and not spend
so
all
annoying,
their time with me.
It?
Yeah, it's very...
Imagine being the people who are working.
I can't imagine.
Literally couldn't.
I couldn't like, ever do that.
Having to wake up and
I know.
Like, be somewhere.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
God, that would be horrible.
No.
But Trader Joe's like was not great, to be honest.
What really happened? How was your like quitting moment? Did they take it well? Did they try to convince you to stay?
Honestly, no. Did you give your 2 weeks? Never try to. Yeah, I gave my 2 weeks, and then I called out for like the last week and a half. Nah,
I think I convinced you to do that too.
I was like, first of all, I want to Irish goodbye this as hard as I possibly can.
Yeah, you're very good at Irish goodbyes.
I love Irish goodbying. I did not want to speak. First of all of my friends had already left. Mm-hmm. So like, I started in Trader Joe's at Trader Joe's in July of 2020. And
you've been at the same location forever though, right?
No, I was working in Princeton, New Jersey for a while. And I was going north to like 40 minutes for only like 3 weeks, which was fun. But then like I moved down to the store that I was actually
Wait, I forgot about that.
You forgot about
that? Yeah.
It was nice, I guess. I like Princeton. They sell alcohol at that one.
Okay.
But at the time, I couldn't buy alcohol because I was only 20 years old.
Right.
But then I turned, literally, like, the month after we opened the store that I ended up working at, I turned 21, and I was like...
And they don't sell any alcohol.
We didn't sell alcohol at my store.
They don't sell any alcohol at the ones nearby.
It's, like, a state thing. Like, I don't know what Pennsylvania's liquor laws are, but I think that they're pretty... stringent? Mm. Stringent, that means something?
Astringent? The only word that I can associate with astringent is, I think, toner, because I think that's what they used to call it, like, for your face.
Oh, never mind then. strict.
Yeah, sure.
There are really strict laws surrounding alcohol in Jersey and here. But I was just like, I don't really want to say goodbye to anyone.
Yeah.
It just seemed like I didn't like anybody. Hopefully nobody from my old job, like,
everyone's listening.
But, like, all my friends left. Probably, you know, starting like 3 months before I left, it was like this slow flow of like people leaving, which is totally fine. And it makes sense. Trader Joe's does not pay a lot of money. Well, no. They pay more than normal places, but I think still it's not enough.
Ridiculous, like, that they paid you more during quarantine and then they took back.
Yes. Trader Joe's was paying me $4 extra an hour to work there.
And then they took it back.
And then after the pandemic... Which, like, whatever that means.
Right.
Like, it was, like, May of 2021. They were like, we're not doing that anymore.
And they Irish goodbye-ed you.
They Irish goodbye-ed
my
money.
That shouldn't be allowed, that, like, you get paid more during a certain amount of time and then they take that back.
I know. It
that
was very odd. It was very odd. That's and, ridiculous. Like, they were not nice about how they took it back. And they also were, like, they took away one of our raises. So you get raises every... like 6 months there, so you get like a review period and you get like a 60-cent raise depending on where you are. You can like max out at a certain amount of money. Everybody at Trader Joe's is making $16 to $25 an hour. But if you like are there long enough, which there are people at Trader Joe's stay forever. Like and I remember working at Princeton, the old people who work there, because it's a store that's been around for a really long time. The old people would be like, if you want to survive in this company as long as I have, here are a few tips. And I'm like, how long have you worked here? They're like, I've worked here the last 23 years. And I'm like, I don't want to survive in this company. I'd rather die in this company. if I make it to 25 years here, like, I have failed personally.
I'd rather pass away.
In the meat aisle of Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah. I never entered that corner.
I'd rather take parts of my body, package them up, and sell them.
Fresh.
No, but, like, seriously, it was, like, everybody there is, if they're really old, they're, like, super indoctrinated in it.
And I was going to say, are they happy?
You get tired. Like, people get burned out at jobs. I totally understand that. But, like, I was, like, yelled at Trader Joe's multiple times, like, by people who were my equal.
Yeah.
Maybe they had worked there longer, but we're still the same, you know, like, crew is what we were called. And, like, I just don't think that there should be any yelling.
No!
In, like, any capacity, basically ever, if it's going to be, like, aggressive. I think, like, at a concert, you're, like, but, like, not, like, like, if you're, like, angry.
Yeah.
Like, I just work at Trader Joe's, and you just work at Trader Joe's. It shouldn't be, like, a personal issue. And that's the issue, is that once you're there,
they get so
far into it that it's, like, this is their lives. Yes. And, like, this is what they do. Totally respect anybody who wants to go and do that. And, you know, like, it's nice because Trader Joe's does hire, like, a very diverse age range, which is great. But
it becomes an issue.
Yes. Like, when they can't separate themselves from their store. I was yelled at my store. This is, like, this was like the most, this was actually the day before we got the call to go to North Carolina for the Mr. Beast video. I got screamed at in the back room. We have these things, they're displays, they're called end caps at Trader Joe's. If you've ever been to a Trader Joe's, you know, you've seen this. It's just like the most of one product you've ever seen at the end of an aisle. And the man running it, his name was
What?
If you're out there, hey,
We're coming for you.
Well, he ran displays. So, like, there were section leaders. I really, like, feel like I'm giving, like, a whole class on, like, how Trader Joe's works. But, like, if you want to work at Trader Joe's, let you know, what it's like.
Because I think Trader Joe's is seen as this, like, mysterious company that everyone's, like, in love with. Because I think people add personalities to corporations.
Exactly.
And it's, like, that's the point. They're designed to do that.
Like, Trader Joe's, everything Trader Joe's does well is because of the people that they hire, which is great.
Yeah,
like they have made a brand on just who
that's
works there,
exactly,
which is so great.
But that's like my issue. Like from a very like I don't know from many many years ago, I realized like when people had this like strong association to like their colleges and they would be all about them, like. You are not realizing that that is all just branding and you are getting sucked into it and you like participating in it to like an unhealthy extent or giving all your money to these places.
It's bad and it's contributing
only to it. And like at the end of the day, all it is just a corporation that is taking your money and exploiting you and manipulating
you, exploiting their workers
and everyone else. And there's bad practices almost behind every single corporation. And their personality is run by people like you, like adding to it. It's great to feel a part of a community, but in my opinion, it's just better to be a part of like an actual community rather than a corporation as a community.
It is exactly it's this like millennial view of businesses where like they feel like we're a family.
Yes.
Here's our values.
If a company ever says we are family, run away.
They are not going to treat you well because you know what? Family doesn't necessarily treat you well all the time. So like that's what they're saying is they're like we will disown you. Like that's essentially
who says that? When you're here, your family, Olive Garden is trying to extend from their workers to their customers
so that you'll come back.
Yes.
They're going to show you their hospitality.
So that's why I just like cringe whenever people will like, and I'm guilty of it too. Like there's things that I love. I mean, like,
you worked at Chipotle for a long time.
Oh yeah. Well, I was like obsessed with Chipotle up until I worked there. Cause I was like, I love their values. I love them as, and I like got sucked into this whole thing because it's capitalism at the end of the day, but like, like I was obsessed with like, for example, like Lush, like, and I'm like, I fucking love Lush, like anything about them. And like, you view this thing as a personality when in reality, like the people behind it are getting exploited or like I'll see tweets and they're like, Trader Joe's is my safe, happy place. And it's like, they're treating their workers probably badly. And that doesn't apply to every single person who's ever worked there. Cause some people will have good experiences and that goes for like anything, but that also comes down to the managers that work there because them as a company themselves will likely not ever treat you as a person well, because if they would, they would be paying you a whole lot more than just a below livable wage or a just barely starting
right
wage.
And so like okay, like there's like this huge kind of okay, there's a Facebook group there's a Facebook group for Trader Joe's crew crew members. Okay, it's called TJ's Employee Break Room. And it's actually just for crew. So, like, anybody working in – so there are, like, three stages of a person that you can be at Trader Joe's. Crew, that's, like, baseline, like, what you get hired on usually. There's mate, and those are the shift managers. And then there's captain, and those are, like, the store – like, the single person who is responsible for, like, the entire store and who answers to your regional – like, or the regionals who are responsible for multiple stores, but, like, on a more hands-off kind of approach.
Right.
Like, it's a very basic business model, but in the forums, there's, like, a huge debate. Anytime somebody says, like, you know, this isn't good how they're treating us, there's, like, the slew of old people who are there, and they're like, this is the best job I've ever had. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they treat us so much better than other companies. Okay, and I'm not arguing that Trader Joe's treats their employees better than other companies, but I am going to say treating better than other companies is not a good baseline to like think about. Like is this good?
That's like, the same mentality of when people are like, if you don't like America, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? Because they treat us better in America than they would in any other country.
Okay, we're sitting here like, okay, but why is that preventing us from like saying what's
also
wrong?
Why are you eating the ass of a company so bad?
Oh my God. It's because these people grew up in like the 70s.
Yes.
And they're like, this is the best job I've ever had. It's like, yeah, because you were working for like a nickel. So much has changed. I knew a lady who worked, we called her. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's like a prison name.
Oh.
It wasn't her prison name. It was just her last name. Her first name was. Oh my God, I should not. I'm literally giving.
You should definitely.
I'm going to bleep that out.
You should definitely bleep these names out, but believe this part in, because that's hilarious. You're giving out their full government name.
I feel like I'm like that TikTok sound where it's like, that was too good. Let's get the bill. And it's like us at our local Applebee's, like dropping first and last names.
Or what's the one thing, the one sound where it's like, if someone like offers me like, I don't know, like, the Dyson Airwrap like fully for
names.
Free
and it's like Tom's house was broken into. That's literally me.
It took nothing. We gave you absolutely nothing.
Literally, you're just like letting me talk for more than like 2 seconds.
Her first name
was, and her last name.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God.
Well, let's just call her.
You can just continue.
I'm just gonna say okay because that's not her real name.
Okay.
So. Was like this rundown woman.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Rundown. She's like definitely in her like.
That's how you talk about a
60s.
Building.
Dilapidated.
Dilapidated, rusty.
Rusty, old.
Abandoned
woman.
Haunted.
No. And like, I can like say all these things about these people. And like, there were good moments with people, right? Like, I made really good friends at Trader Joe's who I, you know, sometimes talk to.
Lifelong besties.
Mm-hmm. This is so bad. Like, I feel like people are going to come for me for
saying
all this.
No, I don't think so, because most of the people who are listening to this are probably also working for a company that they probably don't love. And, like, how many people...
I, like, definitely need to bleep out all these names. I can't wait for my friends to... I hope my friends listen to this podcast from Trader Joe's, because they'll be like... Like, if we title this Exposing Trader Joe's, I can guarantee that...
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee that everybody I know is gonna listen.
What do you feel about when people are like... I love Trader Joe's because the employees are always so nice to me and flirt with me, and they're trained to flirt.
I'm gonna let you know, like, that's not Trader. Okay, yeah, trained to flirt.
Yeah, people.
No,
people think
it's so the opposite
of the truth, though, right? Like that people, they're
like, and it annoys me. And I'm just like,
Trader Joe's was trained to their employees are trained to flirt with you, so that you know they're always, that's why they're always so nice.
I'm gonna tell you right now, we're not trained to do anything. I'm telling you, we get like 4 videos on like. Box cutter safety and like basic practices. Oh, micro breaks. We get a whole like 10-minute video on stretching. I'm not kidding. Like we are told like, oh, you can make these kind of like exceptions. Like, okay, if there was a woman who would come in and her name Lynn, she would come. I was working the flower section. That was like the best part of working at Trader Joe's for me.
I remember you really liked it.
It was amazing. And like, I even like went when I was looking for a new job. I was like, I kind of want to go into like floral arts or you know, and work at a flower shop.
I feel like you could definitely do that.
Right, I would love to do that. But I want to like know like the ins and outs of like. Floral
flower,
design and everything. But it's just like, I don't think I'm at the place right now where I can like start at like a $9 an hour job doing like cleaning work. And I just want to like jump in and like start learning and being like an assistant or something. Regardless, every weekend, it was like Sunday or Saturday, usually Lynn would come in and, you know, it took like a few weeks of starting at the store. I opened the store in the flower section, running it. And you kind of like, when you run a section, they're called section leaders. You don't get paid any more to do it. You are a crew member still, but you have like all this responsibility of like merchandising, putting up your stuff and ordering. And I wasn't bringing in lilies. And she was never like angry or rude about it. But like, she was like, hey, like, are you guys able to get lilies? Because... my son passed away and I like to get lilies every weekend to put in his old bedroom. And I'm like, that's really sweet. And it's stuff like, and like, so when I learned, I worked in that section for a few good months. When I learned, like, the day that, like, of his passing, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you, like, you have this option of kind of, like, writing things off at the store. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, oh, like where you just give take things the lilies. For free, yes. You can take, yeah, you can, like, give things. My friend's cat died, mm-hmm. and she left work early one day, and she was, like, really in tears and super sad. And I saw her over by the flower section, like, picking out flowers, and she... There was long lines to those registers, like, all day. And I literally just went, like, go. Like, just go home. Like, yeah. take whatever flowers you want. Because it's, like, stuff like that. Like, they really encourage you to do yeah. that. And anytime, if you, like, just had a reason for doing it, like, somebody was having a bad day or something, if you're, because they want to have mm-hmm. those special connections. That's what Trader Joe's yeah. thrives on.
The connections.
They really want that. Mm-hmm. And they will let you do basically anything.
When you think about it, it's... so manipulative.
It's so manipulative. They're like, it's your job to make one person's yes. day, like, amazing.
And the intentions, you think, like, oh, that's so pure because they're... I think
but it's
I,
literally just, like, how can we get people to come back here every single
and,
day
and have good
allegiance?
Responses
yes.
And make a tweet that's like, I
love
Trader Joe's.
I'm pretty sure the guy was flirting with me.
Yep.
Like, no, like, we aren't told flirt with people. Yeah. I don't know... I think people mistake a lot of, like, just kindness for, yeah. like, people being into people.
Or also it's just that there's a lot of cool people who work at Trader Joe's, who choose to work at Trader Joe's, who are, like, probably outgoing or creative yes. or nice people. And then it just automatically gets associated that, oh, it is Trader Joe's that is doing the good job. Rather than, yes. oh, my cashier was
like,
a cool
fucking
person.
Cashier is a cool
person.
Yeah. Exactly. And nice.
Yeah.
So, no, we're not trained to flirt with anybody. I feel like I'd be a lot better at flirting if if I was trained to do it.
The last
but I'm not.
Time that I went to Trader Joe's, the girl and I, she was like, any plans for the rest of the day? Which is what I hear that a lot. And I'm like, oh, just like working. I don't know, maybe take a nap. She's like, yeah, I'm on my period. I feel like shit. I was like, me too, girly.
Girly, exactly.
And like then we literally went on and she's like, oh my God, I started new birth control and like that's why I'm not feeling good. I was like, me too. And
see,
we're talking about birth control, but I didn't leave and I'm like, I love Trader Joe's. It's like,
because
I
that girl is
that.
On her period and
yes.
so am I.
Yes. I'm yeah. like, I love that girl for being a cool fucking
yeah,
person.
She's
and
cool.
We just need to, I don't know. Maybe,
there is like a good amount of freedom
yeah.
like that.
Like maybe some people might think who are listening like, oh, you're looking too deep into it. But like as someone who went to school to learn about advertising and marketing, we're like, taught to associate it's there's psychologists who work for Trader Joe's and are like here's how to make your advertising better because
yes.
there's tons of psychologists who work in advertising and like we need to
well,
start
they don't do any advertising
oh no
oh,
no
yet.
Yes but like but they're part of the marketing plan who are then like
literally like their marketing team is literally like how can we get other people to talk about it for free
yes exactly and like but I think what we as people should start doing is stop being so in love with these corporations and
yes.
like companies and stop being so in love and obsessed with them. And
yes.
maybe let's just not
chill
be,
out.
Yeah. Chill the fuck
chill.
Out be, and not be obsessed with large things. You know, that's like why
the worst people to come through Trader Joe's are the people who are obsessed with it. Like truly. I think the best customers were like the ones who were like, I've never been in here before. Mm-hmm. And then like I can like be like, let me give you the rundown and
yeah.
like, let me show you my favorite stuff here.
Right.
Rather than like the people who are like, I watched a bunch of TikToks of Trader Joe's Karen, which like I don't know how people get like are not sued for putting Trader Joe's like in their names, but like they're like Trader Joe's secrets and stuff.
Mm.
Like I don't know how people get around that. I don't
yeah.
know if they're planted by Trader Joe's or not. I feel like they could be. I don't know. Am I going to get, like, sued for this? Like,
no.
defamation?
No, you don't. No, because
none Nicole, of it, if I'm sued for this, you're absolutely paying
sure,
for my lawyer.
Okay, I could be completely wrong, but I'm sure defamation means that none of it is true. But everything you were saying is
right.
true.
Well, I think the definition of truth is sometimes whatever the person suing. Like they can be like, we deny this all, and it is all
I think
untrue.
They care about the little podcast that we have?
I don't know, but I'm going to... If I get sued, you are absolutely paying for the lawyer.
I talk poorly
Please
about
say that.
Temple in the past. They never reach out to me to, like, work
Chipotle.
With me. Temple. Chipotle, too. But,
yeah.
like I mean, like...
No, yeah, but, like...
A lot of...
nobody's ever reached out to you about Chipotle?
No, but, like, a lot of alumni are actually reached out to, like, a lot of Temple alumni, like, who are, like, social media.
Yeah, they've been like, yeah, it is shit over there.
They never have, like, contacted me ever again, and that's because I'm not going to speak positively about a place
That you paid to go to.
But does that make sense? Like, I don't know. I think, like, it just, like, is so weird.
I need to, like, go look at, like, any paperwork I signed for this, for Trader Joe's, because, I don't know if, like,
whatever. Worst case scenario, you just literally bleep out the name every single time that we say it, and people are going to get the hint of who we're talking to.
I feel like people do this with, like, pyramid schemes, though. Like, I watched LuLaRoe, like, You know Lula Rich?
Yeah, I know Lula.
Did you watch that?
No, but you know how offended I am that last night I get a text from two people from high school who I'm still friends with.
Like, and they, do you sell LuLaRoe?
No. They were like, were you added to this girl's Facebook group for a pyramid scheme? I wasn't fucking invited.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You know how offended I was? Oh my God, Clemmie's coming out. Hi, lady. I was not fucking invited. Why? Why can't I be?
I look like somebody who would fall for that? She might
be listening to this podcast. Hopefully. And, like, in a way, I'm, like, flattered. I'm like, okay, she knows I would never fall for her shit. But in another sense, I'm offended that I would not be invited to be a Scentsy girl. Why can't I be a Scentsy girl?
I would love it if you were a Scentsy girl. That's what I'm saying. They have good smelling things.
That's what I'm saying.
Scentsy.
I don't. Adam just said, there's an Australian Shepherd puppy two desks away from me. Adorable.
He's really living his best life. He got a new job. Congrats, Adam. And he moved to Boston with my cousin.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm referencing? There was this girl who did a video where she was like, when they go from speaking to singing in musicals.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to move to Boston with my cousin.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, that's what I think about every time Adam said it. Who's moving
to Boston. This comes out after the video. But yes, Adam and I are long distance again. So he's in Boston, but he's having an absolute great time because he loves his company and he loves Australian Shepherds, and now they're together. I was looking for my phone because I wanted to see what else we had to on our little silly list. Thank you so much.
I feel like I never finished talking about Trader Joe's.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
Do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about Trader Joe's more. I was just going to.
Why don't you. Wait.
The thing that I was.
What were we talking about with the Trader Joe's?
The last thing that we were saying was that people being nice, flirting.
I've been waiting a really long time to talk about this.
I know, and this doesn't have to be the last time that we talk about it.
Oh,
but like the one thing, the one thing that
We're starting a TikTok where we talk about our favorite products at Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that I like shopping at Trader Joe's because it's one of the cheaper places around here.
Agreed.
Like, there is a grocery store near me that is so expensive. It's $7 for a carton of milk. It's not a bougie grocery store by any means, but that's just how it is, especially like when you're in kind of a semi-food desert. Like, it's going to be fucking expensive. And then Trader Joe's is like cheaper.
Here is a semi-food desert?
Not here, oh. But like in Philly in general.
In general, okay,
it
that's
has
fair.
Like some.
You have a pretty close place here, though, that we found. It was nice.
Yes. Yeah. That's it's still expensive.
It is really. Yeah, that's expensive. True.
So it's like, okay, either I milk my own oats. I'm done with the milk shit. I can't do that.
Don't milk your own oats.
You know it's bad when.
Spend the money to get good.
Oh, yeah. You know it's bad when Whole Foods is sometimes cheaper than some other places to get some, like, groceries. And, like, yeah.
True?
Oh, yeah. To get milk from Trader Joe's is cheaper than to go to that grocery store over there around the corner.
Even with gas and everything?
Wow.
Yeah. Good for you.
Whole Foods scares me.
Trader Joe's is very affordable.
It is.
I will say that. That's really nice. I will say, like, Trader Joe's is a really bad place to go if you, like, want, like, normal things.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be surprised at the things that they just don't have.
Yeah.
Which is so odd because I would get people who are like, do you guys have, like, cayenne or something? And I'd be like,
no.
No.
But we do have the fiery hot.
Yeah, we have a blend of a bunch of, like, different types of cayenne peppers. Like,
yes.
That also is mixed with lime and fermented and black garlic or something. And
yeah.
It was like, okay, well, I need, like, a can of beans, like,
yes,
that aren't black or pinto.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
you're out of luck. You're out of luck. But I remember there was someone that I knew who, when, like, basically, for any of you guys who don't know, or Clemmie, come, you're gonna be in the podcast now.
Oh my
say
God.
Something. Oh, come on, Clem.
I knew this is how the podcast would be if we were in person.
I know, but isn't it better this way?
I edited a video of Nicole's one time. And literally, like, half of it was, like, Nicole delusionally, like, on her floor going, like, Clem, come here.
Was it?
And then you're like, she's talking. It was so odd. Do you not remember that? It was when you were getting ready to move. And you talked about this table behind us, and I was like, I cut the whole thing out.
All day, me, like, at home is just me talking to Clemmy. And it's really good to talk to your cats, actually, like, because...
Yeah, and it's good to talk to your plants, too, right?
Oh, really? Is it?
Yeah, because, like, CO2...
Oh, and there, yeah, and if you're supposed to say positive things to the plants rather than negative.
Yeah, I did see a video about that.
Yeah, it's like if you call a plant ugly and bad, then it's not going to grow. Yeah. But if you call it beautiful and big and, but I remember there was this one person, you knew him, we used to work with him, and Wawa here, especially in Philly, is very loved and sought after, which is a whole other story. I will never understand the obsession with a gas station / convenience store. Wawa. I like the conveniency of it. Will I buy $60 fucking merch for Wawa? Absolutely not.
I love Wawa, but like for so much more than like convenience.
Well, you, whenever we would call, you're like, I'm on my way to Wawa, I'm getting a sandwich and Ben and Jerry's, and then you would just be on the phone with me.
I love that.
Like, I love their pretzels. Like, sure, I love places, and I'm like, yummy in my tummy, whatever. But I remember this kid went to like the grand opening of like the biggest fucking Wawa.
Oh, on Chestnut.
Yeah, and got, we'll cut it out.
Oh,
RA.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, and I knew of him. I never
Yes, yeah. And he was like, I got this $60 sweatshirt that says Wawa on it. Nothing else. It doesn't even say the biggest Wawa in the fucking world. It just
like a normal
is.
Sweatshirt.
And for me, it like makes, it brings me sadness. It brings me sorrow into like my chest. I'm like, you poor soul, let's free you from the chains of being obsessed
with a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and
well, that's people with Trader Joe's. It literally every, like, I don't even understand it. Like, some of Trader Joe's stuff is really good, yeah, but, like, most of it is pretty lackluster, and they have, like, weird combinations of things. Like, okay, in October, we get pumpkin empanadas and we get, like, pumpkin everything, okay?
Oh.
Pumpkin empanadas and pumpkin samosas.
Are you gonna talk about the racism factor about Trader Joe's?
Oh, my gosh. Can we, like... I think everybody forgot about it.
I think no one wants to talk
about it.
Okay,
Trader Joe's has some of the most, like, racist names on their packaging, okay? Yeah. This was, like, a controversial thing that happened right before I started, actually, at Trader Joe's. So, like, in 2020, people were like, what? They started realizing. Trader Joe's, all their Chinese food is Trader Ming's.
Yeah.
Trader Ming's.
I remember when you... And what else was there? There was...
Trader Jose's.
Yeah.
Trader Giotto's, which is the Italian food. There's Trader Jacques.
What, for French?
French, but, like, also, I think it's for, like, a lot of the beauty supplies. Like you can buy lip balm.
Yeah.
Like, green, like a green four-pack of lip balm. It's called Trader Jacques. It's just... weird, and people were like, you need to change the names, and they were like we will, and then they never did. They never changed the names, and why are they holding on to that?
If they can afford to make like very seasonal type of things very quickly, they can change the
Trader Joe's. It takes nothing out to be like, it's called Trader Joe's. And like, I think what they were saying was like, well, we thought it would be disrespectful to like whitewash
So
you're gonna name it Trader Ming's. Also, it's more disrespectful. It's still whitewashed, even though you put Trader Ming's on there.
Yeah,
like it's their food is like appropriative.
Yes,
and it's always like sometimes it's like good.
Yeah,
but most of the time it's like a big mess.
Yeah,
like their Indian food, I'd say like most people think is really good. The Chinese, more like Asian inspired stuff is like okay.
Yeah.
Like there's like a few select good things. And then, I mean, you really can't like go terribly wrong with any like Hispanic food, in my opinion. But like, it's all whitewashed already. Like you have already, Dan Bain, you whitewashed it already. Like,
I haven't tried much of the stuff.
Not a lot of it is vegan.
Right. Mostly from what I'm getting from Trader Joe's is like their produce and their veggies, which sometimes can go
really good price.
Yeah, which is really good price. I try not to go for the breads because they mold really fast, I find. Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people were saying, that.
Yeah.
They would come in and say, I would agree. I would get their like submarine rolls, and I'd say, I think they would last like
4 days
in the dehydrated beach. Mango. I'm like, that's yum. Great. Mm-hmm. Like, yummy in my tummy. I've gotten.
But, like, you understand you can get that, like, you can get anywhere. Produce and that, you can like, get anywhere. That anywhere. Bread anywhere.
Also, it's another issue, I think. Doesn't Trader Joe's not want to open in lower income communities because they want to, like, appeal to the hipster kind of, like, have you heard about that?
I haven't. I've never heard Trader Joe's or anybody at Trader Joe's saying that they don't want that. But yeah. I do know there's, like, people have been like, why wouldn't you put this, like, affordable stuff in a community that right. needs it?
That needs right. it.
And I have seen stuff like that. It's and you know what? Like, big mad respect places. To Aldi because, oh, yeah, like, Aldi. They just opened one, like, right on Broad mm-hmm. by our school, like, yeah. which is a place. And, like, Aldi's super cheap.
Is it? Over there? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. You know, in the back.
Ridge Ave.
Yes. It's, like, in the back. Like, you have to kind of by Girard almost.
It's, like, by that big sign that says Fairmount.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, it's, like, right. It's right off of Broad.
Okay.
But, like, huge props to them because, like, it's accessible yeah. there. You can literally take – it's a train ride away.
Right.
Like, in a short train ride at that. You could yeah. literally walk from Temple to it if you, like, had half an hour. Like, stuff like that, yeah, I don't think Trader Joe's necessarily
no.
gives a shit because about, it's, like, the people that no. need – kind of like their prices also, but like I can't speak for that, you know, like as somebody who just like worked there,
yeah,
I never heard anything like.
I feel like that was something I either read online or it's something I learned about in one of my like nutrition classes, but like kind of food deserts in Philadelphia are like a pretty common thing, like for example mm-hmm. in like North Philly there was one big grocery store in like a however many mile radius,
right, like Fresh Grocer yeah, is like the only thing up there.
And that was it. And yeah. so other than that, you would have to travel to like go get your food, but then it's like, what if you don't have a car?
Or
like
right.
what if you don't have the time to? So it's anyway, so like where
I completely agree.
Where I live, like my hometown, we don't have one over there. And like people would really benefit from like
from
a
that.
Cheap grocery store being put in, but instead like we got a Whole Foods put in.
I'm not kidding. They built my store. We are like 5 miles from another Trader Joe's, like on the
yeah,
same road.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird. It's like yeah. you could benefit, but I think they want to keep their
I mean they want money, which is cool, but like they can make money from people who
but it's them would like benefit. Wanting to keep the
idea of a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I was gonna say their demographic. Like right. they wanted to see like, oh, this is who is like yeah. the shopper. So anyway, the point of us like ranting know. About yeah. this all is just that like I don't know. I feel pretty passionately about, first of all, just like companies and advertising and agreed. How that works about like how people should not
it's
get
manipulative.
Attached. Yes.
And like, to be honest, if you are like out here sporting Trader Joe's, like it's your bloodline, stop. Like, I'm not kidding. You need to like really, really discover who you are first of
yeah.
all. And, like, find something else to
gain
do.
Gain a personality.
Gain a personality. Like, if... Props to people who make money off of Trader Joe's, though. Like those channels that are like, here's oh. all the things that I love. Props yeah. to you, but also, like, do something else, too.
Right,
because,
yeah.
like, that... It is, like, all it does is, like, bolster, like, this company... Oh, ooh, one thing else I wanted to say.
Trader Joe's should be paying them for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Right. Like, Trader Joe's... needs you are all like employees of Trader Joe's and you're working for free.
Yeah,
you're working for free. Trader Joe's doesn't sell like merch or anything because they don't need to.
No,
you know, because you all do the advertising for them. They us making this video
yeah.
right now
yeah
is doing the advertising for
and
them.
It also like goes for like any big thing in general. Like people are allowed to enjoy things. You're allowed to enjoy and like what you like and have fun with
yeah.
whatever. That's not what, like, we're talking about. Like, if you like that, you like that. But I'm saying, like, stop treating these massive, huge, like, corporations, conglomerates, whatever, as this, like, good thing without seeing the negative side
right.
to things.
Like, exactly.
And then also then try and be like one of those people who are like, well, they treat you better there than anywhere else when those people try to form unions or
yes,
when those people
like Starbucks right now
yes,
they're
exactly.
all forming unions. It's
Etsy
like,
is too right now.
Like not that Starbucks doesn't pay like Starbucks pays more than some other places, but it's still not good.
No.
Like no. people work hard.
Yes.
You know? Trader Joe's was also the most strenuous job I've ever had in my life.
Right, like physically.
I have like really bad like I would go through spells of really bad shoulder pain,
mm-hmm.
back pain, neck pain, all this type of stuff, because the way Trader Joe's works is they rely so heavily on like the human body from us. And I was waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
for work to get up and like break down. I was okay. So like my Trader Joe's story arc is like I worked in I worked in flowers. There's things like perishable sections and non-perishable sections. Pretty like self-explanatory. Yeah. Perishable sections are anything that goes bad in like a certain time range. Non-perishable is like cereal and dry things. I like flowers is a perishable section, pretty small section in my store. It was when I was working it, but I moved from, which like this is so like I can't be like angry at them that they didn't pay me more to be a section lead, but like I was like fully like indoctrinated into the company. Like when you start a new job, and Trader Joe's taught me a lot about starting a new job, like you like I always give like my 120% to the job, and like then when I start to fall off a little bit, they get angry with me because am no longer like I was running the shit out of that section, working 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, also taking classes for I was finishing my last semester of college. Yeah. And when I like slowed down, they got very angry.
Yeah.
Because, and they started scheduling me less. It was like this very like whirlwind of like, oh, hey, like I'm still of open availability and stuff. And they would like not literally only give me like 3 or 4 shifts. Yeah. And when you wake up at 5 a.m, you are breaking down what like pallets. Pallets are like what all the stuff comes on. They are stacked like 9 feet high.
Yeah.
With heavy things. Yeah. I was working in produce my last few months there. It's like boxes and boxes of like 80 pounds of potatoes and things like that. And I don't think they really had any, they like taught us like stretches or whatever and told us take micro breaks and stuff. But like nobody realized like how strenuous that was on a person's body. It and is they hard.
Had the audacity to then reduce your wage.
I know. Down. Exactly. I'm like, oh my God, we work really hard at Trader Joe's, especially on an opening shift and closing shift. Like, we work incredibly hard, and then and then you're tasked to like stand for the rest of your day, like working product. So you can do two things at Trader Joe's: work product or customer experience. You are tasked with working on register standing for an hour, and then you go to work product where you're stocking shelves for an hour, right? Stuff like that, it wears you down during that 5 days a week. It is, and I'm there are more strenuous jobs out there. This job in particular was my most strenuous job, and I don't think that they really had any respect for how hard it was.
Yeah.
Because they like ended up getting rid of mid shifts at the Trader Joe's I worked at, so like no longer could people come in from like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. And we'll see you next Tuesday. You guys know what
that's are we doing Tuesday still?
Yeah.
Cool. We're not see you Monday.
I want to do see you next Tuesday, so it spells out cunt.
Yeah, I want to do see you Monday, so it spells out come.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll see you Monday.
That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Here now?
Sorry.
Are you a squirt sister or a squirt squad or cream?
Wait, what? Are
you? It was squirt squad or cream. Cream.
Comrade.
Comrade?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Oh, God. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insightful. Oracle.com/insightful.